So we got to the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, third line. Oh, sorry. Wait.
No.
We got to Samach Zayin.
Last word
of Samach Zayin Beis. Samach Zayin Amud Beis Meisei. So the Gemara was handling the drushes of Zav, Chozav, right? So we said before that a Balkeri is sent out of two machanos, and we try to ask a kasha from a Brisa. We said that which the Brisa equates a Balkeri with a Magasheretz is not that they have the same level of Tumah, because a Balkeri is a stronger Tumah, he's sent out of two machanos, whereas someone who touches a Sheretz is only sent out of one machne. Rather, we equate them like Gabi the fact that they're both metallic boys. May say, so the safe of that very bright it says, Boyal Nida Kitmei Mace. A Boyal Nida, someone who has relations with a Nida, so his Tumah is the same as a Tmei Mace, Lemai. Now, the safe of that equates a Boyal Nida to a Tmei Mace is as far as what? Ilay Maal, Tumal Sam, to say that they have the same Tumah. Again, both of them, it says Beferish in the Pasuk that they're Tumah for 7 days. So you don't need the Braisa to compare them to teach us that din. Must be that the Sefer is saying that just like a Tmei Meis is sent out of only one Machne, so to a Baal Nid is only sent out of one Machne. We mean the Sefer of the Machneisam, and since that's the Sefer, the Braisa that we said before, Baal Kerik and Magasharetz, so we could be Medayik, that the same way that the Seifa is L'machanoisam is equating them as far as how many machanos are sent out, so Reisha Nami L'machanoisam, so the Reisha as well is comparing about Keri to a Magasheret Lagabi, how many machanos are sent out, and saying that about Keri is only sent out of one machane and not out of two machanos. So the Gemara in the area, is that a Raya? Hakadisa, I can tell you that each one is talking in its respective terms. The Reisha talk is equating them Lagabi their Tumma. The Seif is equating those two Lagabi Machanois. Can't bring a Raya from one to the other. Meisei. Mitzayro Chomer Mizav. The Bible says that Mitzayro is more Chomer than Zav. Vizav Chomer Mitzvei Meis, and Zav is more Chomer than Tumei Meis. Yotza Balkari. That excludes a Balkari, Shatami Meis, Chomer Mimenu, since a Tami Meis is more Chomer than a Balkari. So, my Yotza, what does the Braisa mean, Yotza Balkari? Lav, isn't it Yotza Michal Zov, that a Balkari is excluded from the Halach of Zov, which is sent out of two Machnois, and instead, Ubalach Lal Tami Meis, he's put into the rule of Tami Meis, which is one Machne. Because if Tommy Mace is more Chomer, and the Tommy Mace is only sent out of one Machna, Umotu Machna Leviya, because we know that the Tommy Mace is Motu Machna Leviya, so it must be that a Huadin, a Balkari, is Motu Machna Leviya, which again, a Kashan Rabbi Yochanan who said that a Balkari is sent out of two Machnas. So says the Gemara of Light, that's not Pshat in the Braisa, rather, Yotzo mi Machna Tmei Mace, v'nichos the Machna Zov. What the Baisa means to say is that even though the rules of Shiluach Machnois are presumably Lagabi Chumris, Tmei Meis is the least Chumr, so he sent out of one, Zav is more Chumr than that, so he sent out of two, and Mitzar is the most Chumr, so he sent out of three. An exception to that rule is Balkari, that even though he's less Chumr then a Tmei Meis, nonetheless, he has to go out, he's not included in the rule of Tmei Meis, rather he's included in the rule of Zav, Afakav, the Tmei Meis Chomer Menu, even though Tmei Meis is more Chomer than him. It's an exception to the rule of that the level, how much he sent out, is totally in the level of the Chomer of the Chomer of the Tumah. Even though Tmei Meis is more Chomer, and nonetheless is Mutab Makhavi, Abakari himself would be Aser. And the reason why that he's an exception to the rule is, how do we know that maybe Enochanami, we should say that he's just like a Tmei Meis? Teretz is lemaidadami lemidaminali, because we have two v'chols. We have, like we said yesterday, we have one v'chol in the pasuk of Zav, we have one v'chol by Tmei Lenefesh, one of them is going to come to Marba Tmei Sheretz, one of them is going to come to Marba Balkari. So in Svara, obviously the one that's next to mace will be marbe something that's comparable to mace, and the one that's next to zav will be marbe something that's comparable to zav. So which one is the most similar to zav? Balkari, because both, just like zav is a tumah yetzer megufay, so to balkari is a tumah yetzer megufay. Tani dana kamida rabitzok bar avdimi. The pasuk says v'yatzal mechutz lamachane. This is talking about a balkari. It says since he's a balkari, he's telling me he has to go out of the machane. Zu machane shechina. So the price that touches up that is referring to machane shechina. Lo yavi al toicha machane, because it says a double lash in the pasuk. It says he should leave the machane and he shouldn't go into the machane. So why does it mention machane twice? Teretz says two different machanes. This is the source according to this price. So how do you know he sent out the two machanes? Because it says v'yazam mechutz l'machne, he leaves one machne that's referring to the machne shechina. L'yal yotach machne, he can't come into the machne. Zu machne levia, that's referring to a second machne, which is machne levia mikan. From here, we see that l'baal keresh yotach chutz l'shtei machne, that he sent out of two machnes. Amalei, so on that, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Adimi asked the one who said over the brisa, akati loy ailisei afikte. I mean, he's not arguing, like we'll see in a moment, in the din of the brayso, but rather in the way we explain the psukim. We say the yotzei mechutz l'machne is machne shechina, and al yavo lo yavo el teicha machne is machne levia. That means before you brought him in, before you tell us the halacha of if he's inside that he has to leave, afikti, you're already imagining that he's outside, and you're telling me shelo yavo el teicha machne, that he can't come in. You never yet said that he had to leave. Why are you telling me that he can't come in? You should say that he should go out. Lishnachrina, another lashon, he asked him the opposite way, but again the same.
Is it a kasha?
It's a kasha. I mean, why are you saying al yove el techa machan, talking about machan levia? You never said he has to leave machan levia. You're talking about he leaves machan shechina. And he can't go into Machan Leviya. So what do you mean he can't go into Machan Leviya? He never left Machan Leviya to say that you can't go into Machan Leviya. You should have said he should leave Machan Leviya.
Okay, so what's the alternative interpretation?
We'll see in a moment to tie the puzzle the other way around. The Yotzei Mechutz L'Machane should leave Machan Leviya.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're not arguing in Din. We're just arguing in the way we explain the puzzle. Right, yeah.
Well, if
you're
listening, that still doesn't make sense.
Right.
Either way,
you have to leave. No, so if he's in Machan Leviya, it makes sense. V'yotzei mechutz l'machane means right. He leaves Machan Leviya going outward, v'yavei tach machane, and don't go inward.
And he started out in Machan Shechina.
But if you learn Mishnah Machan Shechina, it says v'yotzei mechutz l'machane, he should leave Machan Shechina, v'yavei, and don't come into Machan Leviya. How do you not come into Machan? What does it mean, don't come into Machan Leviya?
Right,
you should say, and even leave Machan Leviya.
Right, so the pasuk is still. I'm saying even according to the alternative reading, it's still a problem.
No, then it's better that because if he's standing in Machan Leviya, you're saying leave Machan Leviya, and when you're leaving, don't leave inward, don't go into Machan Shechina, rather go out.
Don't go into another Machan Leviya. That's still right. That's Machan Yisrael. He's still going into a Machan
Leviya. No, but there's no issue for him to go into Machan Yisrael.
Don't go that way. Go that way.
So he asked him, Akati lo yavlisi, you never said about when he's inside that he has to leave, afikte, and are you already assuming that he's out? Or, lishnachrina, Akati lo afikte, you never yet took him out, alise, so why are you discussing the halachas of him coming in? But either the kash is the same. Why are we saying don't come into Machan Leviya? You should have rather said leave Machan Leviya, because why are we assuming that he already left? We never said that he has to leave as of yet. Ela Eva, rather, explain the Psukim the opposite way. Mechutz l'machane, it says he should go out of the machane zu Machan Leviya, means assuming that his starting point is Machan Leviya, so he should leave Machan Leviya, and lo yavo el techa machane, and he should not go into the machane zu Machan Shechina, because we're assuming that his starting point is Machan Leviya, not Machan Shechina. So we say don't enter Machan Shechina while you're leaving Machan Leviya, rather leave the other way towards Machan Yisrael. And Echanami wouldn't be a chiddush. But had the pasuk only said one, then maybe you would have touched that meant machane shechina. So the Torah wants to mention two machanes to tell us that he sent out of two machanes. But the way the Torah said it is in a way that just the mashmois is we know that it's two machanes because the Torah mentioned two machanes. But the way the mashmois of the pasuk shot of the pasuk is just that he was starting from machane shechina, sorry, machane leviya, and we're saying he should leave machane leviya, and while he's leaving machane leviya, don't go into machane shechina. Maskul Ravina. fact, Ravina, who said, maybe both are referring to Machna Shechina and his Taka only sent out of one Machna. So what's the Al-Yaitzim Techam, the Yatzim is Chutz Machna and Vayavi Al-Techam Machna? What's the two things? Teres is Labra Labra Asse Velezah, because first he has an Asse Vyatza. And then he also has a lav val yavoi, and therefore if he goes in, he transgresses both. Says the Gemara, imkein le makra. If that's the case, that they're both referring to the same machne, so the pasuk should have written v'yatsa mechutz machne v'lo yavoi al teich hamachne lamali. Why does it have to repeat the word machne twice? Shema mina litin le machne acheres. It's referring to two separate machnes. One's referring to machne shchina, the other is referring to machne leviyah. So the Mishnah said one of the things that's Deicha Shabbos is Michi Krovov, cleaning out the intestines. My Michi Krovov, what does it mean, cleaning out the intestines? What's that Lashon of Michui? Rav Huna Amar Sheminakvim Bisakin, that the intestines are full of junk, so they used to pierce holes into it with a knife and drain out all the junk that's in the intestines. And now according to this Pshat, Rashi has two explanations of what the Lashon of Michui is. Either Lashon of Michui is from the Lashon of Mimacha, which we have many times, which means to liquefy something. So over here, you pierce holes in order to drain out the liquid that's within. Or Michui is a Lashon of, Rashi says, Timcha Zecher Amalek. So you destroy it by piercing holes all throughout the intestine. Chia Barav says, no, Michui Krovov means Shirka de Meaya, the juices of the stomach, of the intestines, the nafka agaltucha de sakina, that come out when you squeeze it with a knife, you squeeze the flesh in the intestine to squeeze out its, the juice that's embedded within it. So that's the Lashon of Michui Krov. So according to this pshat, like we're about to say in a moment, Michui Krov means you take out the Michui, the disgusting thing, the disgusting juices that are in the Krovov, that are in the Meayan. Amr Belazer, my time of the Chiyah Barav, where does he get that Michui, according to this pshat, means something that's disgusting? The Siv, like it says in the Pasuk, there's a Navi Yishayah talking, it says, the Char Bois Mechim, the Gairo, the lot of those that are Mechim, are Rishayim, are disgusting people, vile people, then Gerim Yechelu, the Gerim, which is referring to the Tzadikim, eat them. Will eventually get, he'll get, they'll get the good things that were left over by the Rishayim. Once the Rishayim are punished, and they'll leave over their possessions, their estate, and the Tzadikim will take it over. My Masha, what do we see from here that Mechim is a Lashon of Rishayim, is a Lashon of disgusting things, vile things? Because the Targum Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef said, the Targum of this Pasuk, Unichsein the Rishaya, the properties, the possessions of the Rishayim, Tzadika, Yachsen, and the Tzadikim will be Yerish. Then the Pasuk says, the same Pasuk over there, Viro Kvasim Kedabram. The Kvasim will pasture like said about them. Amar Menashe by Yirmiya, Amar Rav Kimaduberbam. Kedabram means Kimaduberbam, like the Navi, like Hashem promised them through the Navi. My Kimaduberbam, what's that referring to? Abaye, Amar Abaye, V'chavaz Mechim Kirmiyachil. It's one Hemshech. The row kvasim kedabim, the kvasim, the sheep, the tzaddikim will pasture that which it said about them, which is chabas mechim kerem yechelu. Amalei Rava, so on that said Rava, bishlama iksiv charbois. If the pasuk would have said the row kvasim kedabim charbois mesim without the vav, so then an echanami that would be pshat kedabim, like it said about them as follows: chabas mechim kerem yechelu. But has to say vicharbois, but now that it says vicharbois, musachriti comma, it must be, it's another statement. Viro kvasim kedabrim is one thing, they'll get like the Navi said about them, and then vicharbois mesim, in addition, the nechasim of the Rishayim, the tzadikim will get. So Elam Rava, therefore says Rava, what does it mean kedabrim? Kedabrim chanano amarav, the amarav chanano amarav, asidim tzadikim sheyichu amesim, the tzadikim asalavoi will be able to be mechayim mesim. Because it says over here, we wrote kvasim kedabram, uksiv hasam, and it says in a different pasuk, yiru. So we're making zera shava from viro to yiru, same basic word. Yiru basham begilad, they'll pasture in basham and gilad, kimei olam, like in the days of old. So what does it mean, Bashan and Gilad? Bashan, Zay Elisha, that's referring to Elisha and Avi, Habamin HaBashan, who comes from Bashan Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, V'yani V'shafat B'Bashan, there was Yani and Shafat in Bashan, Uksiv, and it says in the Pasuk, Poy Elisha ben Shafat. So we see Shafat, who was Elisha's father, came from Bashan. Asher Yata Maima Yid Elio, Gilad Zelio, and Gilad refers to Elio, Shenemar V'yemer Elio Atishbi Mitezri Gilad. Elio Atishbi, who was dwelling, who lived in Gilad, said V'goymer. So when it says Yiru Bashan V'Gilad, it means that they'll be like Bashan and Gilad, like Elisha and Elio. And what is it? What do we know about Elisha and Elio? That they both were Mechaya Mason. So Las Lovey, Tzadikim will be like Elio and Elisha, that they will have the Kaya to be Mechaya Mason. Or Shmuel bar Nachman Yom Rabbi Yonasan. Asidim tzadikim sheyichu meisim, the laws of love tzadikim will be mechai meisim, shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Oid, Yeshu, Zekenim, 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 Yerushalayim. Now Yitzchai says that it will be lost, when Mashiach comes, that Zekenim and Zekenis, the old people will once again sit in the road, in the streets of Yerushalayim. Ve'ish mishante, and each person will have his mishanis, his walking stick in his hand, me'rev yomim, from old age. Uksiv, it says by Elisha when he was told Gehazi to go be Mechai Mason to the child, it said Vishamta Mishanti Al Pianar, you should put my Mishanis, my walking stick Al Pianar. So we see that the Mishanis was what was used for Tchias Mason. And it says that La Sidlavoi Ish Mishanti Miyadai, so they'll have that Mishanis, that Koyach, to be Mechai Mason. Ula Rami. Ula asks the Uksiv, it says one Pasuk, Bila Amalas Nanetzach, the death will be swallowed up forever. There won't, it sounds like no one will die anymore. Uksiv, and it says another pasuk, Kinar ben Meir Shana Yomus. When a person will die at 100, it will be considered now, it will be considered young. So it sounds like they will live for a long time, but at the end of the day, there will be Misa. Lekasha kam be Yisro kam be Akum. The first Eretz is Yisro won't die at all, the Akum will live to an old age. Fragt die Gemara, if the Kham, my boy, also, what are Akim doing there, lost the love of Bechlau? Says the Gemara, the Chsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Lam du Zarim, the Ro, Tzainachem, Uvenei Necher, Akrechem, the Zarim, the stranger, the Goyim will get up and they'll pasture your sheep, Uvenei Necher, and the Goyim will stand Akrechem, Akromechem, on your piles of grain and on your storages of wine and take care of them for you. So there will be Goyim, the Tzadikim of the Goyim, lost the love, will be there to be taking care of the Eden, and those ones are to be Mishamash the Eden, and those ones are going to be the ones that it says about them, Kinar ben Meir Shana Yomus. Reb Chista Rami, Reb Chista asked the Stira, it says, V'charpa alavana v'boi shachama, the moon will be shamed and the sun will be embarrassed. It sounds like their light won't be considered significant anymore. Uksiv, and it says another passage that says the exact opposite, V'hoya ar alavana k'ar achama, the moon will be as bright as the sun. And the sunlight will be Shivasayim Kar Shivas Yamim. Shivasayim means 7 squared, 49. So it will be 49 times the light of 7 days, which means the light of 343 days. Says the Gemara, Leikasha, so we see that the sun is going to be much stronger. So it says the Gemara, Leikasha Kanalim Abba. Then it's going to be that the light is going to be a ruchni stick of light, and it will be Baisha Chama. Come to Moshe Mashiach, and the days of Moshe Mashiach, then the sun will be super bright. Friday Gemara Lo Shmuel the Amrei Bein Ayla Mazeli Moshe Mashiach Hashiv Machas Bavai. We always have a machlokes if all the nevuos that the Nevi'im said about Lost the Love are going on Moshe Mashiach and attacking Moshe Mashiach, the world will go through significant change, or that no, the Ayn Bein the only difference between now and then is just going to be who's going to be in charge of the government. But Enechanami, even be Moshe Mashiach, nothing super is going to happen. So according to him, so obviously the sun is not going to change. So Michael, how do you answer this to you? You can't say one's referring to Olam Haba and one's referring to Moshe Mashiach. So says the Gemara, according to Shmuel, both of them are referring to Olam Haba. Next to the Shechina, there will only be a ruchni stick of light, and over there the sunlight will be insignificant. In the Machan Tzadikim, so then over there the sunlight will be much more powerful, 343 times more than it is now. No, what I mean, it's two different tutors. One teretz is the immersion of Mashiach, the sun will be super bright, and then it will only be a ruchnis of light. But according to Shmuel, that there's no difference between Olam HaZeh and immersion of Mashiach, you can't say that teretz. So according to him,
Right.
Machlis Shkina
now needs sunlight.
No, Machlis Shkina means in Olam Haba itself, there will be the people that are in what's called Machlis Shkina, mean right around that Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then there will be other people where the tzaddikim are that can't go too close to where the Shkina is. Over there, it will be that the sun will be super bright. Rava Rami, Ksiv Ani Omis V'Achye. Shem says, this is in Parshat Hazinu, I am Memis, I kill, V'Achye, and I'm Mechaya them. Uksim machatzti, I give makos, v'ani erba, and I heal those makos. So hashtag vui mechayi, if Hashem could do tchias amesim, can make dead alive, marpa, lekoshken, isn't there a koshken, why does he have to say, ani machatzti v'ani erba, that I could heal those who are alive, I can make them better. Of course he can make them better. He can make dead alive, so for sure, you could heal the live people. Ela amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teretz is, Hashem is saying, ma shani memis ani mechayi. Meaning, you could have said, and a kofer will say, you know what it means, ani amis v'achia? It doesn't mean that there's tchias amesim. It means to say, amem is those who deserve misa, and I keep alive, I sustain those people who are supposed to live. Meaning, it means it's referring to the people who are alive now, that Hashem is mechaya them by sustaining them. But enechanami, once a person dies, he'll never get to tchia. There's no such thing as tchias amesim. So on that's what the pasuk adds in to say, don't make that mistake. The one that I'm aiming is, that's the one that I'm going to be mechayah, means there is going to be tchias amesim. Meaning the same way that it says mechasti and erapa, it can't be two separate people, that Hashem smites certain people and then he heals other people, because if a person never got a makkah, then he doesn't need a refuah. So akarchach mechasti and erapa means the one who always mechasti, that's the one who I'm going to heal. So who are in the Reish of the Pasuk, and he name is Mechaya, means the one who I was named is, that's the one who I'm going to be Mechaya. Torah Bonon, the Vices points out the same thing. Ani Amos Ha'achia, Yochom Misa Be'echad V'chayim Ba'achem, I might think that Pshat in the Pasuk is, I'm going to be named as one person, the guy who deserves Misa, and I'm going to be Mechaya, a different person, a person who deserves to live, I'll sustain him. Kedar Shalom Leg, which is like it's happening in the world now. Some people die and some people live. Just like the makan and refuah be'echad, it has to be obviously in the same person. Av misa v'chayim be'echad is talking about the same person. This is a upshlug on la'imim ain't tchias amesim in the Torah to those who don't believe in tchias amesim. Davar acher, another pshat in the pasuk. What does it mean? Ani meimis v'chayim machatzti v'ani erpa. The way it's going to work is by tchias amesim, is they're going to first get up the way that they were, and then the makas that they have I'll heal. So let's say a person died blind, so by tchias amesim he's going to get up first blind, and after he gets up, then Hashem is going to heal him and he's going to become capable of seeing. Then we said the hektich halavav is also deicha Shabbos, burning the limbs on them, the fats on the mizbeach. Tanya, Amr Shimon, says Rav Shimon, Boyer Eid, come here and see, kam chaviv a mitzvah b'shaita, how important is, how dear is a mitzvah to be done in its right time. Sharei, hektich halavav meivarim, burning the fats and the limbs on the mizbeach, ubedarim, and there's a different type of fat around the Beis HaShkita, uksheim, kol alayla. Be'etzim, that could be done a whole night. We know that the Haktarah could be done through the night until Alayz HaShachar. And if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so theoretically we could have just waited for all the Chalavim till the night, where it's no longer Shabbos, and burned it then. And not been Mechalal Shabbos. And nonetheless, we don't do that. We say that once the Karban Pesach is Da'icha, and this is part of Karban Pesach, and normally it's supposed to be done right away, so Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, since it's a Mitzvah B'Shaita, this is the proper time to do it, even though we have the ability to wait till after Shabbos, and after Mechal Shabbos, nonetheless, we burn it right away on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah discussed the Machlokes about different things that you're not allowed, that are not Mechal Shabbos for. One of them was cutting off a yabelas, cutting off a wart, in order to make it not a balmul. So our Mishnah seems to say that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So Raminu, in the end of Erevin, where we talked about in Shabbos v'mikdash, the Mishnah says choytchin yabelas v'mikdash. You may cut off the yabelas in the mikdash. Avolay v'medina. So v'stira. Over there it says you're allowed to do it because of in Shabbos v'mikdash. Over here we're saying it's not toich Shabbos. The imbikli, if you're doing it with a keli kamakan also, so then even b'mikdash it's also, because then it's already a deraisa. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. We have two truths, and one from Rabbi Lazar, one from Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chadamar, one of the two said, "Idi, both the Mishnah in Erevin and the Mishnah over here by Pesachim are biyad, is when you're moving it by hand." And the way you answer this theory is, "Habalacha ha'yu beveisha." If it's still moist, so then it's a malacha, and it would be aser. Once it's already dried out, so it's really just crumbling it off. It's already mostly considered detached. It's not as chamer anymore. So that's where the Mishnah over there said that it's mutter. The Charam, the other one, answered either Ibiyalacha, both the Mishnah in Erevin that says it's mutter, and the Mishnah in Pesachim that answers, are both talking when it's moist. Lekasha, and how do you answer this? Tira, Habiyara Bekli. Our Mishnah that says you cannot remove it is Bekli, just like the Seif of the Mishnah over there in Erevin, and the Reish of the Mishnah in Erevin that says you may remove it is Beferish, talking about Yad. Says the Gemara, Lamanda Amar Habi Yada Bekli, according to the second Teretz, the one who says that our Mishnah is talking about B'yad, Bekli, and that Mishnah is talking about B'yad. My time of Layamar Itavi B'yad, why didn't he say like the other Teretz that they're both talking about B'yad, like Kasha Habalacha Yivesha, that our Mishnah is talking about Lacha and that Mishnah is talking about Yivesha? Amalach, because he'll answer you, Yivesha Mifricha. Once it's dried out, it just crumbles. So Rashi says that the lashon of choytchim doesn't make sense. You can't cut it off. You don't cut it off. It just crumbles off. Just like by itself, it comes off. Therefore, he had to answer that they're both talking about lacha. One's talking about biyad, and one's talking about b'kli. Ulamanda Amar, and according to the other terrors, it says either biyad lekasha b'lacha yivaveisha my time ali Amar either biyakal. Why didn't he answer like the other terrors that they're both talking about lach? Lekasha habiyad b'kli, and the difference is that our Mishnah is talking about b'kli, and therefore it's also, whereas the Mishnah in Erevin is talking about biyad, and that's why it's mutter. Amalach, he'll answer you. Kli hakatani asam in b'kli kamakan asam. You don't need our Mishnah to say kli is asar. Because it already says in that Mishnah, you're having to say for the Mishnah. It says you're allowed to cut it off, but with a Kli, it's also. So we already know that Kli is also. So our Mishnah wouldn't be a Chiddush to say that Kli is also. Obviously, our Mishnah is coming to add something else, which is that even Biyad it's also if it's Lach. The Idach, the other Manda Amr who said that our Mishnah is also because it's talking about a Kli, why wasn't he concerned with that problem that the Kli is already said in the Seif of that Mishnah, Ervin? So he'll tell you, Hadutani Kli Hacha, that which, you're right, if Batson says the Issa of Kli over there, the reason why it repeats it over here is to teach us, there's no Chiddush that Kli is a problem, but rather it's to teach us, Plot to Rabbi Yezer and Beshua, to the Machlokes of Rabbi Yezer and Beshua, also that's what's coming to tell us, that according to Rabbi Yezer, even though normally cutting off with the Kli is a problem, it might even be a Deraisa, but nonetheless, he holds that Machshir and Ardoicha Shabbos, and therefore it may be done nonetheless. So Rabbi Yezer wanted to make a kavachaymer shchita, which is a malachas daiche. So things that are shvus, kol shken should be daiche. So then that Rabbi Shua brought a raya from Yomtiv. Yomtiv malachas aichal nefesh daiche, and nonetheless shvusim are not daiche. If you have food that's out of the communal, I'll bring it. So Rabbi Yezer answered back, you can't bring a raya from there because that's a shvus. That's a rishus. Masha enkin over here, it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Shua, who held its arayah from Eichel Nefesh, is Rishitaz, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not a rishos, it's a mitzvah. The Tanya, Rabbi Yezer, Oimer, Ein Leila Adam B'Yomtiv, a person has a choice on Yomtiv. Ela, Oye Eichel B'Shaisa, he could sit and eat and drink. Oye Yezer B'Shaisa, or he could sit in the base manager and learn all day. Meaning what we call Kulu Hashem or Kulu Lachem. You have two options. So eating on Yomtiv is a rishos because you have another option. You don't have to eat. You could do Kulu Hashem. Rabbi Shua Amar, no. Chalkeu, you divide the yomtiv into two parts. Chatzil achilu v'shtiya, half of the yomtiv you spend with achilu v'shtiya. Chatzil beis medrash, and half the yomtiv you spend with Lashem, spend learning Torah in the beis medrash. So according to him, there's a mitzvah of achilu v'shtiya. You always have that chatzil achem. V'amar Rabbi Yechim v'shtiya mikra echad darsha, they're both coming from the same pasuk. Because one pasuk says, Atzeres Lashem alekecha, that it should be Atzeres to Hashem. Because of that, atzeres tiyalachem, that it should be atzeres for you. So is it yantar for Hashem or is it yantar for you? So Rabbi Elazar Savar, Torah says you have two options. Oikul Hashem, oikul lachem. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, no, okay, you divide it. Chetzi lachem, chetzi lachem. They're both are true. You're mechuyev to spend part of the yantar of Hashem and part of the yantar of lachem. Avam Simin, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol Meidim Batzeres, everybody agrees regarding Shvuas, that you can't do Kulu Hashem, that you have to do some Lachem. My time, why? Yom Shinita Batera, who? Because that's the day of Matan Torah, and Rashi points out, famous Rashi, that we want to show that we're happy about the Torah, that it's not a burden to us, that we're besimcha that we got the Torah, so therefore you have to make some lochem to show that you're happy about it, that you're celebrating it. Omer Rabba, Hakol Moedim B'Shabbos, Debin Inam Lochem. Everybody agrees that even though Lagabi Yom Tov, maybe you could do Kulul Hashem, but Lagabi Shabbos, you need to have Lochem. My time, where do we know that? Because it says across the Shabbos, Oinig. By Shabbos, it says Oinig, that you have to be Ma'anig yourself on Shabbos, so obviously you have to have Lochem. Omer Rabbi Yosef, everybody agrees on Purim that you need some lachem, that you need some mishnah v'simcha. My time, you may mishnah v'simcha exhibit because it says the fairish about Purim that there you may mishnah v'simcha. Ma'abre de Ravina, kula shata the whole year of Yosef Tanisa used to fast. The bar me'atzarta uburio, with the exception of Shavuos, Purim, umali yom tovurim and erev yom kippur. Atzeres. Why didn't he fast? Because, like we said before, Yom Shinita Batera, Puraya Purim. Because, like we said before, you may Mishnah B'Simcha Ksiv. Maliyam Dekuburi. Why did he not fast on Erev Yom Kippur? Because Tani Rav Chiya Bar Midifti had a brisa. It says V'Nisa Masnav Sheisechem. A person should paint himself and fast B'Tisha LaChodesh from the ninth of the month. So the kasha is the chi b'tisha misana. They don't start being misana on the 9th. Aliv asiri misana. They only start on the 10th. So why is it saying b'tisha v'chaydish? Elalei melacha. The pasuk must be coming to tell you kol ha'eicha v'shreisa b'tisha boy. When you eat and drink on erev Yom Kippur, maral abakosa kilu misana chi v'asiri. And so then it's as if you fasted both chi and asiri, both erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. Rav Yosef. He told the people of his household, "Till to make for me this very chashuv calf. It was either the third born or it was a third of its growth, but it was considered a delicacy in those days. So he told him to make that on Shavuos. Amar, because he said, "Ilav hayuma, had it not been for this day of Matan Torah, the kagam that caused that I'm chashuv, come Yosef Yerushalayim. There's many people that are named Yosef in the street. Why am I? I wouldn't be any different than them. But now that we have a Torah and I'm Talmud Chacham, so I'm different than all the rest of the Yosefs in the shuk." Reb Sheshi is called Chosin Yemin. Reb Sheshi is all 30 days. Every 30 days, Mahad to late Tamudi, he would chazer all his learning. V'tali v'kai b'iver didash, and he would stand, lean by the doorway. V'amar, and he would say, "Chadoy nashe, chadoy nashe." Be happy. He was talking to himself that be happy, my nefesh. Be happy, my nefesh. Loch kar, loch tani, because I'm learning for you, and I'm psukim, and I'm learning mishnayos for you. Aini, is that so? That when Talmid Chacham learn, it's for their own bein hana. Had it not been for the Torah, then Shemaim and Oretz wouldn't exist, they wouldn't survive. Shemaim, like it says in the Pasuk, if not for my bris, that's by day and by night, which is referring to Torah that it says by it, then Shemaim and Oretz, the rules of Shemaim and Oretz wouldn't be placed, meaning Shemaim and Oretz wouldn't survive. So their learning is not only for themselves, it's Mekayim the entire world. Teretz is, you're right, but nonetheless, Meikara ki avid inish adait et nashay kovid. When a Talmud Chacham learns, he learns for his own benefit, because of what the Torah does for himself personally. It happens to be, there's a fringe benefit that is mechaya the world as well, but the Talmud Chacham person, when he learns, is for himself. Okay, let's stop over here.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too, have a great day.